It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. We are in the midst of a four-part series focusing on fire prevention and preparedness. Last week, we kicked things off with an overview of the county's fire initiative with CAO Tracy Riggs, Supervisor Sherry Brennan, and OES Coordinator Liz Peterson. If you missed that show, you can find it archived in the multimedia section of mymotherlode.com. This weekend's show, we're going to be focusing on the issue of evacuations, getting out safely, ingress and egress challenges during a fire. Different agencies have different roles when it comes to evacuations. Our panel this morning includes Tuolumne County Sheriff Bill Pooley, Sonora Police Chief Taru Vanderweil, County OES Coordinator Liz Peterson, and Sergeant Randy Mattyshock with the California Highway Patrol. So thank you all for coming in today.
Thanks, BJ.
Good to have you, BJ.
Well, I'll start first with Sheriff Pooley. You know, from your perspective and related to evacuations, getting ready for the upcoming fire season, what are some of the most important things that the public needs to keep in mind?
They need to be prepared to save themselves. You know, since 2013, when we had the Rim Fire, everything you always see in the news now is that California wildfires have become bigger, deadlier. Every year, the worst fire ever, I think, in the Rim Fire, we were the third largest at the time. We're probably four, five, six now. And they become a lot deadlier. I think people need to pre-plan and be prepared to get out early.
You know, from a sheriff's office perspective, what is your role as sheriff during fires and calling for evacuations?
So the sheriff's office is responsible for the notification and the evacuation process. We're required to secure the area once you are evacuated, and then we're also responsible for the repopulation after the incident is over.
And then Taru Vanderweil, as a city of police chief for the city of Sonora, what is kind of your role for evacuations from a city perspective?
It would be similar to that of the sheriff, but at the city level, city government level. Primarily be in charge of the law branch of the evacuation or the emergency plan process, where we would provide security, traffic flows, evacuations, providing the orders, and ensuring situational reporting gets back to the Emergency Operations Center.
You know, are there unique challenges for the city of Sonora at all when it comes to evacuations?
Well, I think if you look at the topography of the city of Sonora, the size is 3.5 square miles, the incorporated portion of Sonora. There's not a great deal of routes, ingress or egress, as you say, that are large enough to support massive traffic flow. Excuse me. So the challenges are there. We have some steep terrain. I think a lot of our city is within an area, I think, identified by Cal Fire as a high danger area. With the exception of downtown Sonora and portions of Stockton Road.
Last summer, as referenced, there was a big focus on Paradise, California with that devastating fire. Have you heard much from a law enforcement perspective? Were there many lessons learned from Paradise?
What I took from it, from what's been discussed so far, is that the evacuation planning, pre-established routes, phase evacuations may not be the recipes for success in smaller communities with limited access points. So we don't, as a city, and I don't believe we plan to, identify pre-established evacuation routes. And it's going to be something that we would address based on the need, location, and severity of the incident.
I think there's a heightened awareness, you know, in a city like Sonora, since it's a similar size as Paradise was or is?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And I think what we saw with Paradise is the speed in which that fire spread really opened my eyes as a emergency response official.
I'll move over to our sergeant with the California Highway Patrol, Sergeant Randy Mattyshock. You know, from a CHP perspective, when you have evacuations, what is kind of the role of your office?
Well, our main role is obviously the traffic flow, getting people out of the areas that have been evacuated. We're going to be responsible for shutting down roads if need be, getting people out. If we need to shut down 108 and just make it all one way, we will do that. Obviously, in other areas that I've been, we've been asked when there's been an immediate fire to assist with the sheriff's office with evacuations. If that was an immediate concern, we'd obviously do that as well. Obviously, but that is the sheriff's main objective. But we would focus mainly on the traffic flow, getting people out safely.
If there was a fire in a heavy populated area, you had to get a lot of people out. Of course, it's a big tourist area during the summertime, like Pinecrest Lake. Would there be signs put up and that type of thing to direct all these people?
If it's an evacuation where the fire is impending, unfortunately, there would be no time for signs. We'd get enough people out there to, you know, be at the major intersections and then get them going the way we needed them to get going, whether it be east, whether it be west, you know, on 108, depending on where the fire was coming from.
So best to listen to what you have to say right then and do what you need to do.
Absolutely. I mean, if there was time, we'd love to get signs posted, mm-hmm. but unfortunately, in these kind of events, there is just not enough time to do that.
Sheriff Pooley, you know, from an evacuation perspective, having such a wide area, you know, is there kind of unique challenges to Willamette County to kind of get people in and out of where they need to go?
Obviously, throughout the county, there's several areas, say Ponderosa Hills, that have one way in, one way out. We have to be aware of all those situations. But realistically, you know, since 2013, my staff, and I'm sure you, the other law enforcement partners here, have been on probably every major fire in the area. You had Detweiler, Ferguson. We've had a number of smaller fires that we've had to evacuate. We've become quite good at what we do. But having said that, the people have to be prepared to leave at a moment's notice. It goes to pre-planning. It goes to knowing what you need to take and being prepared to leave when asked to do so.
Turn over to Liz Peterson as Office of Emergency Services Coordinator for Tuolumne County. Some of those areas that were mentioned, like Ponderosa Hills, Cedar Ridge, where there's just really kind of one major way in, one major way out. You know, is this kind of an important time for community members that live in those areas to kind of educate themselves and figure out if there could be a side road or an emergency exit if need be?
Absolutely. That's what we are encouraging folks to do right now when it's not the middle of fire season and people can feel a little more you know, able to be proactive about educating themselves about their communities and their neighborhoods. We at the county, our GIS staff have put together some excellent maps that are on our county website that folks can go and look the communities. We have 22 communities identified in those maps that show the roads, that show the main, you know, highway roads, but also county roads, and then some of the smaller roads too that aren't necessarily county maintained. And we are really encouraging folks to use those maps to identify what ingress egress options they have. Just like Chief Vanderwell said, we will not pre-identify evacuation routes. So we encourage folks to look at those maps and really become familiar with their area. I also want to mention, too, that on our website, we also have a more active map that folks can zoom around, look around at the county as a whole, and print off specific sections. We would encourage you, if you aren't familiar with your roads, to become familiar and not only look at the map, but also drive your roads. Drive your roads ahead of time. Know the condition of the roads. Some of these, we all know that there's a lot of these, dirt roads or kind of back roads that we, those of us who have grown up in the area, are familiar with. But it's important to know the condition even of those roads. If you, say, are having to evacuate with some livestock and a trailer, can a trailer go on some of those back roads? It's important to know that ahead of time.
And then, again, those maps are up on the county's website. You can just click on there and find a link. Is that how it works?
That's exactly right. So it's tuolumnecounty.ca.gov. Right there in the middle of the page, there's a big button that says Wildfire Preparedness. You can click there, and then there's a spot on the left that says Community Maps, and you can click on that and look all around at what we have posted there.
And they're
there.
Broken down into all the various subdivisions and areas?
Exactly, yeah. So 22 different communities. We recognize that there are even more than 22, but that's why we have that other live map too that folks can zoom in on and print a specific area that may be more relevant to them if we missed a community.
And not identifying a certain road as just an evacuation road, I assume that's because, you know, fire could be right on that road and that could be the worst place to be at that particular time.
Yeah, and I think that's something, you know, that the sheriff, I'll defer to him, but that's something that he has
sheriff,
been very
Pooley,
verbal about.
Any thoughts on that?
Yeah, so as my undersheriff always says, hey, man, this is not going to be a tsunami. It's not always going to come from the same direction. You don't always get to run uphill. The fire could be coming from up the hill, down the hill, east, west. It doesn't matter. We need to be prepared to be able to react to where the threat is. And it goes to, you know, if we identify an evacuation route for fires or anything else, folks are still going to use those evacuation routes. But what if it's a flood and we're sending them to a lower area? So we never designate a route ahead of time. We always react to the threat.
Could there theoretically be a time where you have to create a new route to get people out, or is that not kind of off limits? I assume it's not off limits.
I think if an emergency, nothing's off the table.
Mm-hmm. We need to take a quick break. We're talking about evacuations on this weekend's Motherlode Views. We are in the midst of a four-part series talking about fire safety and preparedness on this weekend's show. This weekend, we're joined in studio by Sheriff Bill Pooley, Sonora Police Chief Taru Vanderwill, OES Coordinator Liz Peterson, and Sergeant Randy Mattyshock with the California Highway Patrol. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Next week, we're going to be talking specifically more in-depth about defensible space, everything you need to know to get your home hardened ahead of the fire season. Guests will include CAL FIRE Chief Josh White, Sonora Chief Amy New, and also an official with the Stanislaus National Forest. That's next week on Motherlode Views. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.